There's a time and a place for a fillet of fish. But breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is John Batchelor. My colleague Gordon Chang and I spoke with Brendan Weichert, the author of the new book Biohack, China's Race to Control Life, about the biosciences in China and the irresponsibility of the Chinese Communist Party, the notorious incident of a young man, a bioscientist, manipulating the DNA of children in the womb, leading to conditions that are not entirely predictable, is an example of the Chinese desperation to manipulate human beings from the beginning. We even speculate about creating human beings from the beginning. Here's Brandon speaking of the biohacking of the DNA of a pregnant woman and how there is no reason to believe this was a one-off, that the young man who was wrist-slapped, as Brendan says, is representative of other radical and desperate and irresponsible conduct in the labs in China. Here's Brandon.
Oh, I'm sure that they are. They're doing. I think the reason He Zhenghui, who's the scientist, got his wrist slapped was probably because he did something without approval to try to help those twins that were going to be born with HIV. And then he used CRISPR-Cas9, the gene editing tool, to gene edit the HIV out of them while they were still in the womb. It worked. Of course, there's been knock-on effects for those children. But no, they want the reason he was punished was because he probably highlighted to the world what the Chinese were capable of doing, and moreover, risked highlighting what they were doing, which is using CRISPR-Cas9, as the Chinese military says, to create specific ethnic genetic attacks.
I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.